16-year-old gymnast Andreea Radican of Romania will not get her gold medal back. Radican finished first Saturday at the individual all-around competition at the Olympics in Australia. She then tested positive for a banned stimulant and was stripped of her medal, an action upheld today by an arbitration panel. From Sydney, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Andreea Radican couldn't be more appealing. Young and winsome, graceful and composed, stoic and poetic, and good enough at gymnastics to win one silver and two gold medals here in Sydney. Make that one gold medal. The International Olympic Committee took away the other gold after Radican tested positive for pseudoephedrine, a stimulant found in cold medicine. She appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport and lost.
I'd like to say that I'm very disappointed by the result, and I am convinced and I know my heart is at peace that I've done everything right and I competed fairly. And all I took was just an innocent pill that was given to me because I wasn't feeling very well, and I just don't understand why everything has turned out this way.
The Court of Arbitration, the International Olympic Committee, and Radican all agree on these basic facts. Radican was not trying to cheat. The doping was accidental. It probably did not boost her performance. Still, the stimulant is banned and appears on prohibited substance lists issued to athletes and team officials. Matthew Reeb is a spokesman for the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
The panel is aware of the impact of its decision on a fine young elite athlete. It finds in balancing the interest of Ms. Radican with the commitment of the Olympic movement to drug-free sport, the anti-doping code must be enforced without compromise.
The decision was welcomed by Francois Carrard, Director General of the International Olympic Committee.
It was a very difficult decision to take for the IOC Executive Board, but this ruling demonstrates that it had no option, and this has to be understood within the context of the new very strict provisions which are in force within the fight against doping.
This hard line on doping is new for the IOC. There's been considerable pressure, especially from the United States, to crack down hard and make no exceptions. Jan Tiriac is the president of the Romanian Olympic Committee.
So probably the IOC, it's still under that pressure, and they didn't have the courage to say, in this case, we might have made a mistake.
A Romanian team doctor administered the medicine. He's suspended now for the next two Olympics. Radican is philosophical about her plight. Jan Tiriac provided translation.
Of course, I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to go ahead. And I want to prove again to everybody that I can go even higher than I was here in Sydney, and to prove to those who made this mistake that I am the person that I am.
Tiriac notes that a Romanian Olympic Committee rule requires a lifetime ban for doping. He says he'll resign, so he won't have to tell Radican she can never compete again. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Sydney.
There's more about the Olympics on the NPR website, www.npr.org.